Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She bought herself a dirt bike this year and enjoys making obstacle courses in her yard. Yep, there's a little bit of Iowa redneck in that girl. Our co-host Jessica Labby is still shopping for a mountain bike. What she thought was a one-day project has turned into ongoing research on seats and suspension. Mike, our producer, reminds us that he and wheels don't go together. Oh right, he doesn't even have a car. Strap in, this crazy group is about to take you on a ride. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So, Mike, you still don't have a car.
Yeah, I was hoping I could borrow yours after the show today.
I got my mountain bike.
Did you?
Full suspension.
Nice.
Be
I've
careful
hit
on
the
that.
Technical trails, got bruised up.
Yeah, that's the whole
point. But I've only fallen like once.
My dirt bike is winterized.
What does that mean? You have no tires on it?
No, meaning I probably won't use it again until spring.
Aww.
It's sleeping in the garage. Yes, all snug. Well, I have something to tell you guys. I was the other day, remember before we went to our seminar in Florida, Jessica, I went over to just one of the local drugstores because it was after work.
To a drugstore?
Well, I did, and hear me out. It was after work, and I needed to get those little plastic bottles that you can put shampoo in because,
yes,
you know, you can't bring more than 3 ounces. So, you know, I didn't want to go to the grocery store. So I ran into, you know, like the pharmacy drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't, you know, I'll go there if I need like tweezers or something. You know, I'll run in.
Did they chase
places.
You around with a flu shot?
Yeah, exactly. There were signs everywhere. But what was interesting is I'm standing there, I'm looking around, and I'm thinking of something that I read on naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger.
That's
Mike Adams.
Website.
He was talking about stores like that, and I totally saw it. What I saw was that the whole front half of the store was stuff that makes you sick. It was the chemicals and the toxins. It was the junk food. I mean, they have, you know, all the sodas and all the packaged foods. And I even had that moment where I thought, oh, maybe I'll get a snack for the plane. They got to have at least some nuts.
Isn't well, that
know,
weird?
Yeah. I mean, the nuts had, you know, high fructose corn syrup.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It was all the junk in the front half of the store. And then the back half of the store was everything
to cure you,
to fix your body of the symptoms that happen because of the junk. I mean,
right.
Really, the whole store represented what's wrong in our society.
Running around in circles.
Yeah. And, you know, what I enjoyed was an article I read from Mike Adams, and he called it disease economy. And he talks about how we have created a disease economy. And my experience in that store really exemplified it. You know, even here in New Hampshire, we have a busy retail street that our office is on, and it's called 101A for those of you who are local. And, you know, how many coffee donut shops
mm-hmm.
are on that strip? I think
a
we
lot.
Counted like over 10 or 12 within about 3 to 4 miles.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, and then of course there's all the fast food chains. You don't have to drive more than a tenth of a mile to get something that's completely toxic for
but
your body.
But I think
body.
There's a drugstore in between each one, so
right, that's
safe.
True.
How convenient.
Yeah.
That's true. And if you think about everything that we're inundated with, products, stores, marketing, all the services, there's so much that's based on disease, either creating disease or trying to fix the symptoms of disease.
It's you know, big even, money in it.
Yeah, you think the way food is marketed, you think, look at drug ads, pharmaceuticals. And, you know, one thing that Mike Adams talks about is how that's not how we can create abundance in our country. You know,
no.
we've built
Maybe
a disease economy.
We could create abundance for the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, that's right, because it's all getting more and more expensive. If you look at health insurance, the cost of medications and medical care, especially surgeries and elderly care, it's literally bankrupting our country. And the thing is, it doesn't add to our life. It takes away. It does
exactly.
not create health. And so I want to get into some of these concepts I read in this article. He talked about how we have this tendency in traditional medicine to name a set of symptoms as a disease. Okay, so Mike, I need you to step outside of the box that we all live in.
Okay,
so we're outside of the box, and we're looking down on kind of the world a little bit. Think about these diseases. and think about what it's really saying. It's actually just naming symptoms. Acid reflux disease, social anxiety disorder, restless leg syndrome, seasonal affective disorder, irritable bowel syndrome,
they
chronic
only
fatigue
created
syndrome.
Those names so they could create a drug for them, because right. it has to be a disease or a disorder in order for them
to have a treatment.
And they all exactly. sound really scary.
So for an example, let's talk about osteoporosis. So Mike, do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's a bone disease, right?
Yeah, it's basically brittle bones.
Right.
So for example, in this article, Mike Adams talks about how there's this poster that he sees, like basically a drug ad poster that says, osteoporosis is a disease that causes weak and fragile bones. Now think about that. The language is backwards. Osteoporosis is not a disease that causes weak bones.
Weak and fragile bones is what they're calling
osteoporosis is it's a name given to a diagnosis of weak bones. So it's not like this something called osteoporosis came out of the air and grabbed us and made us get weak bones.
Right.
We somehow got weak bones, and the name we put on that is osteoporosis. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yet we're taught, like acid reflux, almost like you catch it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's something
like
you
a cold,
get.
You know?
Right. And no, it's just a name put on a set of symptoms. Isn't that interesting?
Fascinating.
Can I go further on another tangent about that?
Sure.
The medication that they give to treat osteoporosis causes brittle bones too, because it hardens the bones so much that it increases your risk of fractures.
Well, that's true. And it hardened them with a plastic-like material that's not even
probably
real bone.
Another 30 side effects also.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another example. Let's talk about high blood pressure. Now, high blood pressure has actually become a disease that is treatable, which interestingly, you know, they'll throw around this disease as if it were an actual disease. High blood pressure is a description of patient physiology.
Right.
It's your blood pressure went high. So just taking a high blood pressure medication doesn't even ask the question, why does my body have high blood pressure?
What am I doing wrong to cause the high blood pressure?
Right. And you know, I'll tell you right now, the answer is not genetics.
Right. We did a podcast on that, which
is
fascinating.
That's right. The answer is not genetics.
Look that one up. It's a couple back, I think.
So the question has got to be why. And I'm going to give you a really interesting example of this. This happens actually not that uncommonly in our office. So here's an example. A patient comes in to see us and they have, let's say, pain in their neck and maybe even pain going down their arm. So we evaluate them. What we do, of course, is look for the subluxation or the spinal misalignment.
Right.
And let's say we find an area of their spine that is misaligned. It's been misaligned for a while. And I might even tell the patient, you can see this has been there because the disc has started to degenerate. It's thinner. The bone has started to change shape, is trying to adapt to being basically locked, not moving properly. And because of that, the nervous system is affected. So I'll explain basically what's happening in the body to the patient. And I'll explain the ability for them to start to regain some of that spinal alignment and regave some of the nerve function through chiropractic adjustments. And they will likely even say, okay, that's great, let's do that. And we'll start a course of care to help their body to heal. And they'll even start to notice their body is functioning better. Say the pain may even go away. They might find the numbness is going away. They're doing better. Their body is healing. And then they'll come in one day to me and say, wow, I just had a checkup with my doctor and they did some tests to see where my health is. And you will not believe this problem I came to you with, you know, the neck problem. I actually know what it is. It's degenerative joint disease. I got a diagnosis. And I'll just look at them and say, well, yeah, it is. And they'll say, you knew that? And also, of course I knew that.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to put a name on it because I'm not treating it. I'm not going to give you a drug. We discussed what that means to the body and what the body can heal. But as soon as there's a name,
they label it.
They think, oh, now I know. And it's interesting, we have this need to have a name put on it, a need to know. When you think about it, the only purpose of the name, like you said, Jessica, is to treat it. First, there's a symptom, there's a diagnosis, then there's a treatment, which is typically drugs or surgery. None of that addresses the cause.
And that's why years ago, when I had a neck issue from an accident that caused numbness and tingling in my arm, I was tested for diabetes and MS, which that's kind of scary to put somebody through that. I had subluxation, and I don't have those issues anymore because I went to a chiropractor.
That's so right, and that perfectly brings me to a testimonial I want to read with one of our patients, Kathleen. She's given us permission to read this. It goes like this. It all started when I woke up with a numb arm from elbow to pinky finger all along the outside. I ignored it and went to my sister's housewarming party anyway, where I proceeded to spend most of the party stretched out on her bed worrying. I was there for so long, they began treating me as part of the tour. Please note the vaulted ceilings, crown molding, and incapacitated sister. I thought it was just a pinched nerve. The triage nurse thought it was a stroke at age 23 and sent me to the emergency room. 6 hours, one CAT scan, and paper gown later, they told me to take Tylenol and referred me to a neurologist. After he gave me an MRI where he found a tiny lesion, I got the rare treat of a spinal tap and this test where they hooked electrodes to my head and made me look at a checkerboard pattern. I'm not sure, but the last test may have been a practical joke. They didn't find anything else, so they just listed me as suspected MS. And she said, I went home to tell my family. It's the first time I've seen my dad cry. Meanwhile, my arm was still having numbness spells, and now I had a debilitating pain in my shoulder. I was buying so many pills that I'm sure the local police have me earmarked as a crystal meth manufacturer and using so many muscle rubs that I smelled like a refugee from a nursing home. The epiphany finally happened when my boss caught me desperately looking up voodoo priestesses and witch doctors in the yellow pages.
Wow.
She traded me the phone book for a pamphlet, told me to try something that would really work, and sent me to the Spinal Corrective Center. After 2 years of pain and fear, it took 1 week of alignment before the pain was gone. Flare-ups are rare now and usually happen after a week of work using my right arm. I'm a graphic artist and it's my dominant hand. I've gotten rid even of a negative curve in my neck thanks to regular alignments and use of the foam wedge. The muscle rubs and heating pads have been retired and I haven't had an occurrence of numbness since beginning care. It's been almost 6 months since I've started here at Spinal Corrective Center and I'm constantly amazed at how good I feel. I also get the same degree of relaxation from an adjustment that I used to get from a massage, only without the sore muscles or public nudity. As I told people before, I wasn't expecting miracles. I was looking for hope, and I got both. P.S. My ear, nose, and throat specialist was going to schedule surgery for my deviated septum because it was leading to chronic sinus and ear infections, and once, memorably, to a burst eardrum. However, he's decided to hold off. For some mysterious reason, I haven't had a problem in the last 6 months. I wonder why.
Not so mysterious.
No, for Kathleen, the cause of her problem was she had a misalignment in her spine that was causing some pretty severe stress on her nervous system. And she didn't just cover it up. She addressed the cause. She was focused enough to figure out the cause.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That deeper cause is so routinely ignored by conventional medicine. And it's not always going to be chiropractic that's going to be the answer for fixing everything. I mean, obviously nutrition and exercise, sleep strategies, it's a package.
The sum of the parts.
There's usually more than one cause. There's usually several things put together. But just treating the symptom is not a way to actually create more health.
And that's just going down a road of fear as opposed to a road of hope.
So you won't believe what we have when we come back. It's a funny, I don't even know what you would call it, rap rhyme that has been around Facebook and all over YouTube.
You're a rapper?
Yeah, I am. You're going to like this.
MC Jenny.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Okay, we're back, and before I go into my wrap, I wanted to make a point that, you know, treating the symptom instead of actually fixing the cause is something that can even happen in chiropractic. You can get into this thinking trap that I have a pain, I'll get adjusted, maybe the pain will go away in one, two, or three adjustments, and then you're all set. And then maybe 6 months later, you'll have the pain, you'll get adjusted. It's utilizing even chiropractic as a treatment for a problem. It'd kind of be like only going to the dentist if you had a toothache.
Right.
You know, and it can work and it can be beneficial and it can keep people away from drugs or surgery. But the real benefit of chiropractic, just like dentistry, is the wellness aspect and the preventative aspect of it.
Creating health.
So here's what I found. I'm not going to sing this, but you could imagine Mike's rap beat behind me. So where's the cause in this? I take aspirin for the headache caused by the Zyrtec. I take for the hay fever I got from the Relenza, for the uneasy stomach from the Ritalin. I take for the short attention span caused by the Scopiderm TS. I take for the motion sickness I got from the Lomotil. I take for the diarrhea caused by the Zenacol. For the uncontrolled weight gain from the Paxil. I take for the anxiety from the Zocor. I take for my high cholesterol because exercise, a good diet, and regular chiropractic care are just too much trouble.
Wow, did you say that all in one breath?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
So what the cause is not. It's not bad genes, it's not bad germs, and it's not bad luck. We're kind of taught that germs or genetic, like a hereditary weakness, is why we're sick. And you know, when that happens, when we believe that, we take away our personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have 10,000 different diseases, and each of them have a treatment of some type of drug or surgery, and it's all become outside of us versus inside of us. And a podcast we just did last time talking about adrenal health with James Doherty, that really spoke to how our bodies are all, we're related, we're connected. All mm-hmm. of our organs, our tissues, our cells, and we have to take care of it. To find the real cause, we must dig deeper. Here's an example. Not too uncommon for someone to come to us with asthma. So the question would be, why does a person have asthma? Well, an explanation, it could be caused by inflammation in the body. That's easy to find through an online search. Asthma can be caused by inflammation. Okay, so then why is there inflammation? Well, maybe the answer is the person has a food sensitivity and they keep eating the food. Okay, well then why do they have a food sensitivity? Well, maybe through some testing, we can determine that there's lack of healthy bacteria in the gut. Okay, well, why would that be? Why? Well, maybe when they were young, they took an antibiotic that wiped out their healthy bacteria. Maybe also there is subluxation or misalignment in their spine with nerves that go to the intestines. Well, why would there be that? Well, maybe when they were six, there was a fall from a horse that subluxated their spine and was never addressed. Okay, so in this person, two things we've discovered is if they take a probiotic to help put the healthy bacteria back in the gut and they start getting adjusted to mm-hmm. heal the subluxation, maybe their body will have a chance of healing from the asthma. You have to fix the causes. There's usually multiple factors. You know, no one ever became ill due to a deficiency in pharmaceutical drugs. You know, it can be a short-term answer to deal with a crisis, a trauma, but when you're looking to create health, it's not an answer.
Right. You have to find the cause of the problem.
So it comes down to two things. We learned this from Dr. James Chestnut many years ago. It comes down to toxicity or deficiency. Causes are from toxicity or deficiency. So, for example, toxicity, what would that be, guys?
It could be the carpet in your home, the chemicals that are on the carpet, or maybe accumulation of toxins inside the carpet.
Yeah, and cleaning supplies and makeup and perfumes and candles. What else, Mike? What could cause toxicity?
Cigarette smoking.
Pollution.
Yeah, recreational drugs,
right.
Tobacco.
Right.
And then, of course, chemicals in food. So you think all of the food coloring and the preservatives
sure, yeah.
and the processed sugars.
It's loaded with it.
And then prescription drugs.
Yep.
You know, there's mm-hmm. side effects with prescription drugs. And I can't believe how many people will come in and say, I have headaches. And I'll look at the 8 prescription drugs they're taking and
yeah.
5 of them have a side effect of headaches.
Right.
You know, prescription drugs. Okay, so then also you can have a cause be from a deficiency. So a deficiency would be, for example, lack of movement. Your body's just not getting proper lymph flow, blood flow, because you're not moving or exercising enough.
Not enough sunlight.
Yes, not enough sunlight. Maybe not enough water. You know, chronic dehydration is
a
huge thing in our community. Subluxation would be a deficiency of nerve flow.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people can be overweight and undernourished. You can have a lack of nutrients.
Empty calories.
Yeah, exactly. Not enough dense nutrition.
Right.
So when you think about those causes, a real cure or real treatment in just plain language is healthy lifestyle. know, regular physical exercise, getting sunlight.
It's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, getting your nutrients, getting your enzymes through your vegetables, avoiding acidic foods, avoiding empty calories, like you said, with white flours, for example, added sugars, getting adjusted, being hydrated. You know, you can't get around that and still be healthy. Maybe in your 20s.
Right.
Your teens in your 20s.
It's going to catch up with
you.
Yeah,
there's an illusion. Oh, yes. But, you know, if you see people with a really unhealthy lifestyle, it's going to catch up with you by your late 30s, 40s, into your 50s. You know, you just can't live that way without the consequence.
Well, I work at a high school, and I notice the kids even at that age are a little out of shape now.
Oh, yeah. You know? It's easy to happen, you know.
Well, they're sitting with the computers. They're not out playing in the yard like I did when I was a kid.
So I get kicked out of the house all the time.
Me too. Go play.
Come back in when it's time for dinner.
So I think it's even starting younger and younger now. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And another form of cause that we talked about in the last podcast is stress. You know, when stress changes body chemistry, we talked about the fight or flight mode, how it secretes adrenaline and cortisol, which really can wreak havoc on your body and cause illness. And you know, the best way to counteract that in a nutshell is figuring out what you need to do to decrease stress. You know, do what you have to do, say what you have to say, start thinking the way you have to think, fix the cause of the stress.
Take time for yourself.
Yeah, in the meantime, meditate, feed your soul, take the downtime that you need, and just getting clear and getting right with your relationships and with yourself is so important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on that note, I've done some research in the field of forgiveness. And there's so much to show that people who have something they're holding on to where they're not forgiving, there's more stress-related disorders. There's decreased immune system function. They have more chance of cardiovascular disease, higher risk of divorce.
Yeah, you got to let that stuff go.
Yeah, you got to take the burden off your shoulders.
I forgive you for all the bad things you've done to me, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I feel better now.
Because you know what? By not telling me that, you're mostly hurting yourself.
That's true, too.
You know, if you can't forgive someone directly, you can forgive it in your own heart. I mean, geez, you could write a letter and throw it in the fireplace when you're done. But ultimately, you have to be willing to forgive and forgive yourself. And when we have that ultimate form of coping, the research has shown that our health is better. We have less chance of clinical depression or anxiety. Marriages last longer, better social supports, higher self-esteem, and sleep improves. So my intention was to inspire you to consider what's causing your problem, asking the question why, seeking out the type of healthcare providers that ask the right questions, that do the right testing, that think the right way to help you ultimately heal from your problem. And, you know, in corrective chiropractic care, that is our entire focus. And the breath of fresh air that patients feel when someone actually wants to address the why is life-saving for people. So I encourage you to seek out professionals that can not just treat your symptom, but actually help you become healthier. And in the meantime, live the lifestyle.
If you want a peek at the lifestyle, you've got to see our Facebook page.
You know, that really is a great way to have ongoing daily support of trying to live healthy, of making the right decisions. So if you want to like us or friend us, whatever it's called on Facebook, go to Spinal Corrective Center. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.